Welcome, everybody, to Think on These Things, Monday through Friday here. And we're so glad you come to join with us today. Maybe your first day, maybe you've been following the series we've been doing. We've been doing some awesome teaching on things that I really believe and feel that God is wanting to do in our lives on a daily basis, not just down the road or someday. Our topic we're working on, and this is part two, is entitled, What Do You Do When God Says No? I could have very easily titled this, What Do You Do When God Says Yes? Or What Do You Do When God Is Silent? Because our response in some ways is the same in each one. What does that mean? Well, yes and no are different. Silence is different. Yes, but a lot of times we make assumptions when we hear from God. Do you obey God when he does finally say yes? Does it make you pull back a little bit because you were hoping you didn't hear anything and you could say, oh, I think that meant no? Sometimes, you know, hearing yes can be just as hard as hearing no. It all depends on where your heart is and how much you want to do God's will as opposed to your own. And that's really where everything breaks down, folks. It all comes down to, are you going to do his will or your own? Well, I want to do God's will. I want to walk with God. I want to find my calling. And yeah, those are all wonderful. And I'm glad you feel that way. But when it comes down to him actually answering you, are you going to follow through? Are you going to do it? Are you going to do the right thing, which is God's way? Everyone wants to know the right way. What's the right way to do this? And what's the right thing to do right now? Well, God's way is always the right way. Sometimes we have different ideas of what God wants. We misinterpret Scripture. We really don't know Scripture that well. I'm working on a message right now entitled Scriptures That Are Not in the Bible. We really need to not just read the Word. We need to know the Word. How do you know the Word? By knowing Him. Because His personality helps feed into the interpretation of God's Word. You read one thing. You hear someone preach on it, and all of a sudden you're enlightened going, wow, I never saw that in that Scripture. Or we misread Scripture, misquote Scripture, and therefore we're definitely heading down the wrong road, and maybe subtle at times, but in time, looking back, that subtle change has taken you on a totally different path. So what do you do when God says no? What do you do when God says yes? What do you do when God is silent? That's what we want to get into the day on part two of our subject. First of all, don't automatically mistake silence for no. And that's quite common. I kind of briefly touched on that yesterday. Sometimes when we pray and pray and we don't hear anything, we say, well, I must assume that that wasn't God's will. We have to be very careful about assumptions, right? We have to be very careful that we take part of what we know is going on and assume the rest of the piece of pie. You know, you can cut different sizes of slices out of a pie. Some may be bigger than others. Someone might say, how big a piece you want? Well, God's asking you the same thing. In your prayer life, that pie, that prayer life is broken down into different things. Your needs, your requests, your concerns, prayer for other people, direction, influence, open doors. See, there are different pieces to the pie called prayer. And you can pick how big a piece you want to chew off, but make sure to be ready to say yes or respond to no or hold steady when it's silence. And we're going to get more details in these, but I wanted to start out by just posing the question to you, what do you do when God says yes, no, or silent? You're going to get one of the three. Get ready. When you pray, it's called communicating with God. You're speaking, but you're listening. Make sure. That's why I say it's all right to pray in the car or anywhere you want. It's awesome. But the downside of only praying like that in a hurry is that you really don't take time to do much listening. And folks, I'll say it again. God is speaking 24 hours a day to you. 24 hours a day. When you finally hear from God, most likely it's not the first time he said it to you. So it's important, isn't it? So don't mistake in silence for a no. And we're going to break these down because there's a lot to silence. There's a lot to be said for God's silence. And there's a lot of reasons for silence, and we'll talk about them. God may just be waiting for you to ask the right question. Oh, man, I've already hit on something, haven't I? Sometimes we're not praying the right thing. Did you realize that you can pray the wrong thing? Yeah, you can get ahead of God. You can have a good prayer, but get ahead of the game. You can have a prayer that's totally selfish, and God can't work with you the same way. Therefore, maybe silence, or maybe it's a no. You know, there are people that God says no to, and they don't hear no. Let me give you an example. I am always impressed with someone's testimony when they say, I prayed about this and God said no. Boy, that gets my attention. I don't hear that very often. How about you? People will say they don't hear from God. People will say that he's silent, or he'll say yes. But how many really say to you, I talked to God about this, I posed this to him, and I prayed and waited before him, and he said no. You don't hear that very often. That is a huge, huge red flag in our Christian walk. And we could park the bus right there for quite a while and talk about that one area right there, because there's a lot to that. Your attitude has to be the right way. You have to want his will instead of your own. You must seek him. Seek his face. Get to know his personality. God has a personality. And when you get to know his personality, you know when you get to know people, once you get to know them real well, their answers to you bring on different meanings because you've gotten to know them. You know what they meant when they said that. You need to get to know your Father, his personality. That's why we seek his face, so that we can look into his eyes and see us and his love for us. And once you realize how much God loves you, when you really get that revelation, it changes absolutely everything you do. Your motive, your patience, your waiting. See, we're not big on waiting, but folks, let me tell you something. You're going to wait your whole life, not on any individual thing. You'll wait on a situation. God will help you through it. You get through it. You get answers. You go through the right doors. You obey him. And then you get to another area. You wait again. So if you struggle with waiting, get used to it. It's part of the Christian walk. Is waiting before God. So the whole idea of waiting is not to get ahead of him. You don't want to get ahead of your Father. First of all, if you get too far down the road, you won't hear his still small voice. So there you go. We just got started. We broke the ice there, didn't we? What do you say when he says yes, no, or silence? Well, we started out, maybe you're asking the wrong question. That's just one possibility in this series that we're going to work on, is he might be telling you through his silence that you're really not in the area you need to be in right now. You're really not asking the right questions because of your motive or various other things. So stay tuned tomorrow. We get into part three on what do you do when God says no or yes or silent. I'm John Sandy. We are Water and the Word Ministries. Check out our website, waterandthewordministries.com. Check out the wonderful selection of shirts we have there and the podcasts like this, hundreds of those, and other information on how you can share and care concerning this ministry God has allowed us to have. This comes from Ephesians 5:26, be washed, cleansed, and sanctified by the Word. And we need the Word desperately. We need his Word, because in his Word is everything you ever need. Whether it says go work at Pizza Hut or do that, it's not in the Bible, right? But I guarantee you, everything you need, all of your questions are answered right there. And that's where you start. Once you start obeying him according to the Word of God, now you're able to hear, and he can show you specific things that you need to know concerning your Christian walk and his desire for your life. And don't forget, as you watch this program, to think on these things.